Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about the legislature getting back to session.
Joined by State Senator Julian Garrett. Senator, thank you very much for joining us. I think something that's obviously on everybody's minds is Governor Reynolds' decision to reopen some businesses. Talk about the information that you've received and where you kind of stand on with Governor Reynolds' latest recommendations.
Well, she has opened up things somewhat in 77 counties that have the lowest numbers of the virus victims. And that includes our counties, Warren, and in my case, my Madison County, the other part of my district. We are among the lower numbers of cases. There still are restrictions. It's just a partial opening. She still asks that people use reasonable social distancing, and if you got a fever or ill, that you stay home and take care of yourself. Farmers markets are being opened up, and restaurants, fitness centers, malls, libraries, racetracks, and some other retail establishments are reopening, but at half normal capacity. So that's going to be a little bit of an issue for a lot of businesses, but she's trying to ease into it and not just do everything all at once. And everybody needs to use their common sense and their individual responsibility to make sure that they're doing their best to follow good public health standards. Agriculture Department, we had a conference call with Mike Nagy just this morning, and there's some real serious issues, as I think a lot of listeners know, with the packing plants, and particularly in the pork industry, where the packing plants just don't have the capacity to handle all of the hogs that are available. And we've even had a few instances already of euthanizing some of the members that there just isn't the facilities for. And that's a very unfortunate situation, because in the long run, that cuts down on our food supply. But farmers have to do something if they don't have a place to go. Why, it really makes a critical situation for them. You may know that farmers markets are opening up, and they're subject to good health standards also. I wanted to mention the new program, Pass the Pork, and that is a program that the Department of Agriculture is coordinating, where pig producers can donate hogs to food pantries and food banks, and so that helps alleviate the situation with the supply. And of course, you still have to have a place for slaughter. Some local lockers are stepping up, and that's helping somewhat. There are some issues there with meeting federal standards, but that's something that the Department of Agriculture is also working on. And as far as the legislature is concerned, our tentative date for reconvening now is May 15, but that doesn't necessarily mean we will be reconvening. That's just the soonest, and when we get closer to that date, then we'll decide whether to reconvene or to wait a little longer. A big problem we've got as we talked about before, we need to pass a budget for the coming year, and that's awfully difficult to do under the present circumstances because we know our revenues are going to be down, but we don't know how much. And I think everyone can understand it's very, very difficult under the circumstances because these are unique circumstances. This isn't something where we have a playbook to go by, so we're going to have to use our best judgment to estimate what our revenues may be. And my personal recommendation will be that we be very conservative and very cautious in our appropriations because we know from past experience it's a lot easier to add more revenue if it turns out we've got more than we might have thought we would now. It's a lot easier to add than it is to take away. It's to make appropriations and then find out you don't have the money and have to cut back. So I hope that we will be very cautious. We have been anyway, but under these conditions, I think we need to be even more so. Be very careful in what we appropriate so we don't raise people's expectations and then have to back off from it. So that's kind of where we are now. I think it's good news for Iowa that we're able to start opening up. We seem to be in pretty good shape compared to some states, and I think the governor is really doing the very best she can under some very difficult circumstances to limit the ramifications of this virus and what's going on.
Once again, that was State Senator Julian Garrett discussing the legislative session. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.